or just taking through the whole process of recording the screw tape.
Really? You know what I'm saying? It all started where I got a bunch of records. I know a bunch of shit, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of record music, you know what I'm saying? People I probably heard, probably never heard of. And I just put it all on tape, you know what I'm saying? When I couldn't fit on one tape, I put it on the next tape, because there's some jamming shit, and some niggas need to hear this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because rappers, you know what I'm saying, they don't get in the studio and make records for nothing.
How did your boys end up rapping on your tapes? I mean, was that by accident, or was that a master plan that you had, you know, back in middle school or something?
Nah, it was just, it wasn't no accident, it was just some shit that just happened as a... I come in, I be making my tapes, you know what I'm saying? I talk on my tapes, shout out to neighborhoods, and you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the people I know, you know what I'm saying? People ride, they listening to that. Damn, I heard your name on the tape, you know what I'm saying? And everybody was in that, and people come over, and shit, while we making the tapes, shit, express what you want. They're like on the radio station there and there, playing music, and they talking, expressing what they saying. We live in my house, I'm making a tape. And I probably throw an instrument on and we just grab the mic, talk to the people in our neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Scream at everybody. And from then, I bust a little flow or some freestyle flow. That shit just went off the hook. That shit just went wild, you know what I'm saying? That shit crazy. That's how I screwed up.